702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
And of course, it's a Friday. Happy Friday, Kabazela.
Happy Friday, you biscuit. Always good on a Friday.
Always good on a Friday, indeed. All right, talk to me. Would you arrest your own brother, your own twin?
This video has gone viral, and it appears as though this officer, police officer, who was called to a house by somebody for, you know, disturbance, whatever it may be, ends up rocking up at the house and discovers that it's his brother. And it's not only his brother, it's his twin brother. And he ends up having to arrest him. And you can see he's in handcuffs and he walks him to the police car and then off they go. So, I mean, absolutely bizarre incident, right, Bongles? And, you know, you can imagine being that police officer where you rock up and you think, oh, gosh, you know, this is my brother and it's my twin brother and we grew up together and we're so close and, you know, maybe he is a bit of a mischief maker, but now you've got to arrest the person and, you know, you got to do your job. But it got me thinking about instances where, you know, maybe you've got a family member. And this family member is often, you know, on the wrong side of the law and, you know, does things that one shouldn't be doing. And you are sometimes left with a moral decision or to whether to rat on them, to say that they have done something. And, you know, you might think, should I do it or shouldn't I do it? It's my brother. It's my sister. It's my son. It's my daughter. Do I turn on them or do I just ignore it and let them do what they have been doing? So would you turn on your family member if they had done something wrong? Or would you look the other way and say, you know what? Blood is thicker than water. I have to protect the family. A deep one here, and maybe you've been in that situation where you've had to, you know, perhaps turn on a family member because of some of their actions, and it might have got to a point where enough is enough. So, yeah, I'd love to hear those stories this morning if somebody's listening and you've been in that situation.
I also thought it was an interesting one on nature versus nurture, right? Because the twins, they both seem to think it's a little funny on the one hand. They're sort of jokey about it in the video. But there's also a very clear thought about how is it that twins, identical even, raised presumably in the same household by the same parents, one can turn out to be not only law-abiding but a law enforcer, and the other, ostensibly at least on this, an alleged lawbreaker. And when it comes to your children, is it nature? Is it nurture? How is it that two siblings from exactly the same environment and home can turn out so very, very differently? I thought that for me was also a fascinating aspect. But would you turn on a family member if they did something wrong, or would you always have their back? Kabazela, you want to also talk to us about never getting comfortable.
Yeah, I thought I'd share this piece, Bongles. It's by David Goggins, absolutely amazing human being. He's a former Navy SEAL. And before he got in the SEALs, he was very overweight, lazy guy, used to sit on the couch and completely changed his life around. And now he runs, you know, miles and miles. Go follow him. He's absolutely fantastic, but he's got a message for us in terms of life. And, you know, if you think that you have now made it and you get to the top of that mountain, what you should do once you're on top of that mountain so that you can keep moving forward.
I do you want us to play the clip?
Yeah, I was going to play the clip. He says it much better than I do.
When you get to where you want to go in life, you finally get there, you finally reach that point, and you're there, and you're happy as hell. Realize this. When you get that feeling that you arrived, be afraid.
Right.
Be truly afraid, because now you start to do this.
Slowly die.
Slowly die. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same.
Yeah.
So when you get to where you think the journey is ended, and you're sitting back and you're like, I arrived, I'm on Mount Everest. I climbed 29 029.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is fall back down that damn mountain as fast as you can and start climbing.
Find the next climb.
Yeah. I struggle with him, Kabazela. I absolutely cannot stand him. I think he's one of those. Yeah, I think there's a toxicity to the idea that your life is a mess just simply because you're not trying hard enough. This is a guy who has military background, I understand. So his ability to train as hard as he does, to be as disciplined as he does, comes out of a particular context. The idea that everybody can do what he is able to do just doesn't wash with me. I think he's one of those, particularly on social media, content creators who set unreasonable expectations on people, and when they can't meet them, make them feel bad about it. I absolutely think it's toxic.
I don't know if I agree with you there. I think he has influenced a lot of people's lives. And before he was that Navy SEAL, he was just a regular Joe whose life was in a
exactly.
real rut.
And he so had you to can relate. Be a Navy SEAL to get it right.
Well,
how many of us are going to go to the army and get trained and disciplined and focused in that way before things turn around?
So go away. No, it's almost 8 o'clock. I better duck.
Yes, go away.